Country Bob FM. Bob FM Almanac. I'm Jim. He's Mr. Va-Va-Voom, Neil Freeman.
I'm here.
Friday, March 20th, 80th day of the year, 286 left. We're going to dip back to 1727 and remember the accomplishments of British scientist and mathematician Sir Isaac Newton. Died at the age of 84 on this day in 1727. He was smart enough and realized, now most people, if an apple fell on your head, you just probably pick up the apple and curse at the tree, right?
Right.
You'd be upset. Instead, Isaac Newton, being the man that he was, decided to postulate the theory of gravity on this date, or not on this date, but it was 1727 that he died.
He processes things differently than we do.
And they used gravity then to lower him into the ground.
That worked out.
1792, Legislative Assembly approved the use of the guillotine. It was effective, and they used it a lot. Let's just say they approved the use of the guillotine, the Paris Legislative Assembly, and they used it a lot, up to the point where they were having to sharpen it on an hourly basis.
Right. It was a busy place.
It was the Reign of Terror. Robespierre, look him up. That's all he did. I mean, he was in charge of the thing. Now, don't get this confused with the wrestling magazine or the wrestling move, amateur wrestling move called the guillotine.
Oh, it's different.
It's different.
Okay.
1969, right. This date.
Drove from Paris to the Amsterdam Hilton. Talking in our beds for a week. The newspaper said it's
There's John Lennon and, well, Yoko Ono, I don't think is singing on that. I don't think the Beatles let her sing on any Beatles songs. Gosh, I hope not. If they did, I hope they didn't turn her mic on and she thought she was on, which I do with Neil all the time.
Right.
You're my Yoko Ono, Neil. I don't know if you ever knew that.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
So here's the song, The Ballad of John and Yoko. Basically tells the story of the marriage of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And it was this date that 1969, they got married. They went to the Amsterdam Hilton. They did the bed-in thing. It was bonkers. You remember it well.
Oh, yeah. It was in my time frame.
1969 is when that happened. 1982, let's go to Dick Clark's place. I actually had this album.
Really?
I don't have it anymore because I think I sold it, but it was the Pac-Man Fever album. Buckner and Garcia performing Pac-Man Fever on American Bandstand. Heck of a tune. It was a big hit, too. 1982. One of the performers, it's either Buckner or Garcia, looks just like Papa Bear Norton. You'll have to take a look at that video.
I will.
And see what you think. So that was in 82. In 85, for the first time in the 99-year history of Ding Dong Avon, the company's salespeople actually received a salary for their work. Prior to that, they've been paid strictly on commission. Neil, have you ever been paid strictly on commission?
Yes.
It can be tough.
It can be tough.
I sold Kirby vacuums for about 3 months. You didn't get paid unless you sold one of those Sherman tanks.
They were strict commission only, huh?
Yes, oh, they were. Yeah. So Avon moving, moving into a new direction there on this date in 1995. 1990, this date.
It was a snowy day on a highway in Pennsylvania. A tractor trailer slammed into the back of Estefan's tour bus. Her husband Emilio and son Naive escaped with minor injuries.
Huh. I knew the minute that I tried to move my legs and I couldn't move it how serious it was. And
that was this date, 1990. Gloria Estefan and her band, the Miami Sound Machine,
that's right,
were rear-ended by a semi-trailer truck in their tour bus, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Two major tour bus accidents that I know of, the top two would be that one and then the Barbara Mandrell.
Right.
You remember the Barbara Mandrell
yeah.
one?
Yes, I do, yeah.
So that was in 1990. 91, this is the date. That Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son, Connor, fell from a 53rd story window at his apartment in New York City.
How sad was that?
Very sad, and of course he went and sang and performed and wrote this song. Tears in Heaven was his response.
I don't know how he sang that and made it through. You know,
part of his grieving process. Eric Clapton, That was 1991. 1992, this day, Janice Pennington, you know, she's one of Barker's beauties.
Right.
You remember Janice Pennington? I know you'd know her if you saw her.
Oh, I know who she is.
She was awarded $1.3 million for an accident on the set of the Price is Right TV show. Again, she was injured by an errant Plinko chip that was flying through the air. And
She
almost lost an eye. $1.3 million. That was in 92. 99.
You've heard the saying, if you build it, they will come. Well, plenty of folks pass through the turnstiles to see the park full of 30 million Legos.
Turn around.
Not all the attention focused on the Legos. After all, the faces tell the story.
Yeah, they do. We can't show them any here. We're radio. We don't have any way to show you the faces, but they opened up the big Legoland theme park, Carlsbad, California. This date, 1999. Legos are big. In fact, it's not Legos. It's Lego. The plural of Lego is Lego, not Legos. So we need to make sure that we're correct on that.
I understand.
And Lego is big right now because they've got that Lego Master show on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
We are watching that. And I it loses a little bit of it on TV. I don't think you get the whole kind of picture and the feel and the grandiose nature of these sculptures and these things that they make on a television screen.
Right. I got to believe some of it's lost. I haven't seen that yet.
Check it out. Feel free.
It's worth tuning into.
Might as well.
Okay.
2007.
This magnificent first walk.
That's the voice of Buzz Aldrin. He was the second man to walk on the moon, but he was the first man to walk on the newly constructed Grand Canyon Skywalk.
Oh.
Skywalk, which is kind of a horseshoe thing that goes out into over the canyon a little bit. I mean, it cantilevers over, so you can actually. And then there's a glass bottom, so anybody with the fear of heights might struggle a little bit with that. But 2007, Buzz Aldrin. I thought that was kind of ironic that they would have him be the first man.
Yeah, it is.
To walk on that, since he was the second man to walk on the moon. But of course, we can't compare walking on a skywalk at the Grand Canyon to walking on the moon either, Neil. That's ridiculous. 2016, we're still on this day in history, folks.
President Obama making history, becoming the first U.S. president in nearly 90 years to step foot on Cuban soil. He'll meet with Raul Castro later this morning as the country faces protests over human rights.
So President Obama made it to Cuba. That was a big deal. And then a year ago,
what Disney is getting is they're getting Fox's movie studios, their television networks like Nat Geo and FX, as well as a big stake in Sky Television and in the streaming service Hulu, as well.
So Walt Disney bought 21st Century Fox, $71 billion. Do you think at some point in time we're going to have just two companies? There are only going to be two companies. It'll be Amazon and Disney.
Yeah,
those will be the two companies that will exist.
$71 billion.
And that was that's chump change for those folks. I mean, they
come on.
So that was this date a year ago. It's birthday time now.
Well, when you're number 7 in the national ratings, you can ignore things like this.
17, Alan.
Shut up, Mel.
You see what I mean? I've been trying to tell
you. Shut up, Mel. He's still better than you.
Poor Mel Cooley, but we're not focusing on Mel Cooley. We would like to. Because
right.
That's Richard Deacon. Bespectacled.
Follically challenged.
He is follically challenged. He had really impressive male pattern baldness.
He did.
I mean, the patches on his side were almost perfect.
They were.
Carl Reiners, who we're celebrating, and he is 98 today. He was Alan Brady on the Dick Van Dyke Show and has been on many other shows, many movies, of course.
Yep.
And his son, Rob Reiners, pretty well known as well. Carl Reiner is 98 today.
It's TV theme time, Jim.
Barney Miller is still with us. Hal Linden.
He's up there, too, I'll bet.
89.
Wow.
How the heck did he keep his precincts going with all those cast of characters and clowns? Huh?
Well,
did they ever solve any crimes?
I think Fish did one time.
Hal Linden is 89. Pat Riley, always slicking his hair back. He's 75 today. What, he won titles with the Lakers? Did he win also
Miami?
One with the Miami Heat as well?
I think he did.
So he's won championships with multiple teams. Not a lot of coaches can say that. Pat Riley is one of them. He is 75. Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr. Behind the net to Sanderson. Orr! Bobby Orr! Scores in the Boston Bruins! Have won the Stanley Cup!
That's a rather famous goal with
him
flying through the air. 1970 Stanley Cup over the, I want to say, the Buffalo Sabres, or was it the St. Louis Blues? It was the Blues, wasn't it?
I think it was the Blues.
Sabres hadn't come in yet.
I think it was Derek Sanderson who fed
who got the
pass.
Assist
yes.
on that?
Yes.
Let's see. I don't got time.
All right.
You know, he revolutionized the position of defenseman.
Defense. Yes, he did.
He was the first one that said, you know what? I can actually contribute to offense. I can be an offensive defenseman and totally revolutionize the position of defenseman.
A puck-lugging defenseman.
In hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They made you human as part of your punishment.
No, it was my request. I could have chosen to exist as a Markovian sea lizard or a Belzoidian flea. Anything I wished, as long as it was mortal. And since I had only a fraction of a second to mull, I chose this and asked them to bring me here.
Yeah, the bridge of the Enterprise D. He played Q on Star Trek The Next Generation, John DeLancey. Hmm. He is 72 today. William Hurt on our list.
So, Arthur, how do you feel about being here?
I despise it with every fiber of my being. Psychiatry is for the weak and the decadent.
And why did you agree to come?
I was promised a steak dinner. A fancy steakhouse, not Sizzler!
There's William Hurt, a little cameo on King of Queens with the one and only Jerry Stiller. William Hurt is on our list today. Happy 70th birthday.
Yo, Morris Blackman here, my main man, Michael Jordan, and Professor Douglas Kilpatrick of the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Yo, Professor, how does Mike defy gravity? Do you know?
It's got to be the shoes. It's Spike Lee, 63 today. And Sting, not from the Police, but the wrestler Sting.
Oh.
His real name is Steve Borden. And Sting is on our list today. He's one of the few people in the history of the world that have had to hire a full-time face painter. Because he always painted his face. And you know what his finishing move was? Do you remember the Scorpion Deathlock?
Oh, my goodness. Who could forget it?
Who could forget the Scorpion Deathlock?
Should have been Bard.
Sting is 61.
Sting-a-ling-a-ling-ding-ding. The Stingster. Gone. We're already gone. That's right. 61, and then we go to the gone but not forgotten category. Baseball Hall of Famer Iron Joe McGinty. He would famous for pitching both games of a doubleheader back in the early 1900s with the Giants, 1871. William Edgar Buchanan, he was Uncle Joe.
Morning, Sam.
Was till you walked in.
That's a fine way to talk to a customer.
You ain't a customer till you buy something. And the last thing you bought was a 5-cent cigar 3 months ago.
I'm trying to cut down.
Smoking or spending?
He and Drucker, they were a good pair, weren't they?
They were. And, you know, Edgar Buchanan was in so many other movies and shows. It's unbelievable. Tons of Westerns. He was 1903. Band leader and actor Ozzie Nelson. He was the patriarch of the Nelson clan. He was born on this day in 1906. And what about TV producer and, more importantly, game show host Jack Barry?
Come on, Natural.
Joker.
Yeah!
Three Jokers.
That's big. There he is, Joker's Wild, Jack Barry, 1918. Very funny man, comedian Ray Spalding. He was one half of the famous comedy team Bob and Ray, and he was born on this day in 1922. Presidential aide Watergate figure John Ehrlichman, 1925. What about television Hall of Famer? He was Mr. Rogers.
You've got to do it. Every little bit.
You've got to do it.
And when you're through.
I'm pretty sure Ben Stiller used this song as motivation in the Starsky and Hutch movie when he was going, do it.
You.
Hall of Famer, Fred Rogers.
He's big right now.
He's big right now with the Tom Hanks movie.
And he should always be big.
For sure.
Shouldn't take a Tom Hanks movie to keep Mr. Rogers big. He should be big at all times.
You're probably right. Born the same year as my father, 1928. What about Ted Bessel? Remember that girl?
Diamonds, daisies, snowflakes, that girl.
It's TV theme time again.
Rainbows, springtime, is that girl? She's
gosh, Marlo Thomas. She was adorable.
Oh, she was.
I guess that guy.
Now, she was,
nothing more I can say about
it. Oh, I know. She was, excuse me, first rate for sure. Now, Ted Bessel was her boyfriend. He was
Donald.
Also Donald, right? He was also Gomer Pyle's best buddy in the Gomer Pyle TV show. 1935. 2 years later, singer and actor Jerry Reed, Smokey and the Bandit, and we play a ton of his music. We'll try and work something into the Bobathon here. And they're all gone,
but not
forgotten.
Let's see when's the last time we played The Bird by Jerry Reed. Might be a good way to start the
I think I heard it this week.
Bobathon, yeah, it was there. Hey, you can pick your own song. Would you like to start it out with Judd's Mama, He's Crazy, Montgomery Gentry Gone, or Wheels, Restless Heart?
Let's go Wheels.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.